Just as there are righteous predecessors,
هناك سلف صالح.
There are those predecessors who are not righteous.
لا نقول نتبع السلف ونسكت، إنما نقول نتبع السلف الصالح.
So we don't just say we follow the salaf, rather we say we follow the salaf al-salih, we follow the righteous predecessors.
قال لها إنه نعم السلف أنا لك. قالها رسول الله لابنته فهو نعم السلف لكل أمته.
So the fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم stated to his daughter that I am the best predecessor for you, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the best predecessor for his entire ummah.
لماذا أخبرت فاطمة بالسر بعد موته ولم تخبر قبل موته؟
The Sheikh is asking the question, why did Fatima tell this secret after the Prophet's death and not before his death?
من يجيب؟ نعم. فقد مات. أحسن.
The fact that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم died.
فليس بسر أصبح.
So it's not a secret anymore.
اللي بعده.
وقال رضي الله رحمه الله تعالى وعن ثابت عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال أتى علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثني في حاجة فأبطأت على أمي فلما جئت قالت ما حبسك فقلت بعثني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حاجة قالت ما حاجته قلت إنها سر قالت لا تخبرن بسر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحدا قال أنس والله لو حدثت به أحدا لحدثتك به يا ثابت رواه مسلم وروى البخاري بعضه مختصرا
فبقي السر سر لا أحد حتى أمه ما علم انظر التربية ما قالت له أنا أمك خبرني ماذا قالت إذا لا تخبر
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى is stating, look at this tarbiyah. The fact that Anas's mother, she didn't, when he said that it was a secret, she didn't say, I'm a mother, inform me, let me know of this secret. Rather,
بعض الناس يعني يمارس لغة التحقيق.
The language of تحقيق or investigation.
يراك مرحبا وينك؟
So they say, يعني they see you, مرحبا, welcome. Where have you been?
كنت ذهبت إلى مدينة كذا ورجعت.
I went to such and such city and I came back.
مش عندك؟
What was going on there? Why did you go there?
من رحت له؟
Who did you go to?
من جاكم؟
Who brought them?
وش عندهم؟
What did they have?
ما هذا غلط.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this is not correct. This is incorrect.
إن أعطاك أخبارا.
If the individual informs you of his own personal information,
فهو لم يخفي عنك شيء.
Then he has not concealed anything from you.
أحيانا بعض الناس تسألهم.
There are some people, if you are intelligent individuals,
فيمارسون مع أصحاب لغة التحقيق.
And they, with regards to these people who practice the language of investigative language,
الأجوبة العامة.
They give them general answers.
عندي شغل.
I had something to do. I was busy with something.
من هو عنده؟ عند من؟
With whom?
مع رجال.
Some men.
ما تعرفه.
In a place that you don't know of.
ألا يستحي من أول إجابة هذا السائل؟
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the questioner, he should have been shy upon hearing the person's first response.
وفي الأخير يقول ما تبي تخبرني؟
And at the end of this this dialogue, the individual says, "You don't want to tell me anything."
يجيب عليه لا هذه أشياء خاصة يعني عفوا.
And the individual says, "Excuse me, this is personal information."
ينتظر أن يكون بهذه الصفاقة.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى said that this individual.
صفاقة هذه شوف الترجمة الصفاقة. يعني ها؟ لا مو بلادة صفاقة يعني لا يستحي. ولا يصيبه خجل لو وجد أجوبة مسكتة وأجوبة لا يبالي. صفيق عندنا في العامية يقولون مرشوش وجهه بمرقه يعني مهما كان ما يبالي.
The Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى stated that the reality is that this person has no shyness. upon hearing his answers that make it clear that the person doesn't want to inform him, he keeps asking the same questions, and he doesn't have shyness with regards to those answers that he hears from the individual.
صدقوني هؤلاء المحققون مرضى.
These people that ask this type of question, that ask this type of questions, they are too inquisitive. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that in reality they are marba, they are sick.
يعني متطفلون. طفيلي متطفل. يعني يحب أن يعرف كل شيء.
They are too curious.
وهذه الأشياء فلا تبعدهم من الحرام. بل هكذا طفيلي يحب أن يعرف كل أخبار الناس، أخبار هذا وأخبار هذا وأخبار هذا، فتجد عنده كل أخبار الجميع. أي نعم، أي هذا طلق زوجته، هذا سبب مشكلته مع كذا كذا وكذا وكذا وكذا، وهذا باع كذا لأن كذا وكذا وكذا، اللي أخذ منه كذا، فتجد مجمع الأخبار ومجمع، ولكن ربطه ليس فيه ثمرة، ربطه يعكس أن أمامك شخصية مريضة. فغالبا مثل هذا الكل يبتعد عنه، ولا يريد أن يعطيه جواب خاص، يعطيه أجوبة عامة تجعله يسلك الطريق الهايوي السريع من هناك.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that the reality is that the person who is like this, he is over inquisitive. The reality is that this is a sick individual, and the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى stated that this person, in his inquisitiveness and in gathering the information of others, this information has no benefit to this individual. It's not information that's going to bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor is it information that's going to cause this individual to avoid that which is haram. So you find this information, he has information about everybody. He knows why this individual divorced his wife. He knows that this individual, if a person is mentioned, he says, oh, this person, his problem is such and such, or his problem is this and that. So this person has gathered all of this information, yet this information produces no beneficial fruit. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to these individuals, the fact that they are sick individuals, you find that the people avoid them and they give them general answers. And the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala gave the example. He said the people give them information, telling the person to basically take the highway.
بخلاف أسئلة الوالد لأبنائه أو الأم لأبنائها أو المسؤول عن موظفينه، أسئلة تخص العمل أو أسئلة تخص الأسرة، فهذا ليس من التتبع أو بما يسمى بالملقوف، لا، هذا اختصاص.
الشيخ حفظه الله تعالى stated that this is different from the case of a father questioning his children, or a mother questioning her children, or the supervisor at work questioning those who are under his responsibility with regards to those things that are specific for the workplace. The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that this is not being over inquisitive or being nosy. Rather, these are the questions that these people have the right to ask.
When you are supposed to ask, where are you? إذا سألك مسؤولك أين أنت يجب أن تجيب.
So if your supervisor asks you, where have you been? Or where are you? يعني what does it concern you?
تغايب على العمل نص ساعة ما أنتجت أين أنت؟ ليس هذه الأسئلة من باب اللقافة، لا، من باب ضبط العمل، أين أنت؟ متسربة أو استأذنت من فلان أو كذا، أو تركت رسالة أو يعني.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that if the supervisor asks, where are you? Where have you been?
نحن متقاعدون خلاص انتهينا من هذا الشيء. باب الوفاء بالعهد وإنجاز الوعد، ثم هذه الأسرار كلها جعلها من العهود ومن المواثيق ومن
The Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala stated that with regards to these things, these secrets that have been trusted to others, they fall under the general understanding of al-uhud or al-ahd, that which is a covenant between two people.
تنبيه.
And the Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala is bringing something to our attention.
في مسألة الأسرار وحفظ الأسرار. حتى لو ما يكون درسنا اليوم إلا في هذا الباب لا بأس.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala is speaking with regards to protecting the secrets of others.
كنت صديقي أو كنت صديقك بيننا خفايا وأسرار.
The Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala stated that if I was your friend or you were my friend and between us are these secrets that we both have or know about each other.
انتبه. إذا كانت بينك وبين شخص صحبة ثم انقلبت إلى عداوة تبدأ تخرج الأسرار القديمة أو تقول هو كان كذا أو ليس بكذا، هذه المعلومات قديمة ولا جديدة؟ إن كانت معلومات قديمة فأنت تعرفها وكنت ساكت عنها، فاستمر في الصمت عنها لأنها خفايا. أما أشياء بانت لك الآن فأخرجتها من باب التشفي به لأنه أصبح غير صاحب لك، من باب أولى أنك تصمت عنها. إذا في كل الحالات ليس لك أن تقلب تلك الصداقة التي حصل فيها شيء من العداوة إلى أن تبدأ تخرج الماضي أو تكشف الخفايا أو ما يسمونه بلغة الصحفيين تنشر الغسيل.
الشيخ حبيب الله تعالى stated that if it was a situation where you had a companion and between you was this friendship and you all shared each other's secrets, the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that if this companionship flipped and became animosity or enmity between you two, the Shaykh حبيب الله تعالى stated that this is not a reason for you to expose those secrets that you previously kept quiet with regards to. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that secret that you exposed, or that secret that you let out, it is either old information, and if you remain for amount of time quiet with regards to those secrets, you didn't inform anyone of those secrets, then remain upon your quietness. And the Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that if it's new information, why are you exposing it, or why are you releasing this information? Simply to get back at this person who has become your enemy. The Shaykh Habib Allah Ta'ala stated that it is better for you and it is more becoming of you to keep quiet in both situations and to not release or expose. The wife, if she is divorced, if her husband divorces her, she doesn't inform others of the secrets of her husband after he divorces her. And likewise, the husband, after he divorces his wife, he doesn't inform others of the secrets of his wife. Likewise, the neighbor. Likewise, colleagues at work.